The Bush administration has decided to let stand the lower court ruling that freed regional telephone companies from sharing their networks with competitors at discounted rates. Last March, a federal court struck down a Federal Communications Commission regulation. That regulation required the companies to lease their lines to others in order to increase local competition. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In declining to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Bush administration effectively delivered a victory to the four major local phone companies, the so-called baby bells, and a major blow to their competitors. Scott Cleland is head of Precursor, an investment research firm.
Really what this case was about was whether or not AT&T, MCI, and the competitors could have deep discounted local service.
The case centered on an FCC rule adopted 15 months ago designed to spur competition in the regional phone market. It required the bells to open their local networks to rivals at government-approved rates. Those included big long-distance companies like AT&T and MCI, as well as dozens of smaller service providers. Herschel Abbott, vice president of governmental affairs with Bell South, says at a time regional phone companies face growing competition from cable and other providers, the rules were anti-competitive.
We were required to supply our competitors with service below our cost of delivering that service. And that's not competition in any understood sense of the word, certainly in the free world.
Consumer groups, however, contend the administration's decision not to appeal the case opens the door to higher local phone rates for millions of customers. Dr. Mark Cooper is with the Consumer Federation of America.
You can talk about market forces, but they don't exist here. There are just no market forces out there because one or two dominant firms in each of the services controls the local market. And it's those firms that the Bush administration repeatedly and consistently favors at the expense of everybody else.
Phone companies on the losing end of the administration's decision aren't precluded from appealing the case on their own, though without the support of the administration, it's unlikely the Supreme Court would agree to hear the case, says AT&T's general counsel Jim Ciccone.
Unfortunately, here, under pretty intense pressure from the Bell monopolies, they've reversed course, and now they've decided to oppose an appeal and effectively allow the Bells to do their best to kill local competition across America. And that would not only damage our company, but it would damage at least 20 million consumers and small businesses that we serve today.
It's also clear FCC support for an appeal has eroded. Kevin Martin, one FCC commissioner who had initially supported the rule in opposition to the FCC's chairman, said in a statement issued late yesterday in light of the Bush administration's decision, he no longer supports appealing the case. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.